It is a blessing and honor to have you here with us. I'm grateful for my mom. First Mother's Day without her, but I'm grateful for all that she did to help make me what I am. I'm thankful for my wife for all she's doing to make me the rest of the way, I guess. And all she's done in my kids' lives. Before I start, just want a few announcement things just because I was out and about before all the excitement happened. Camp forms, junior campers, we need those things in by next week just so we can get everything around and processed in people's hands. VBS is coming right around the corner, and right outside these doors is a sign-up sheet if you want to get a VBS T-shirt. We have to have those orders in by Wednesday so we can get them to a Midwest Graphics by Thursday or Friday so we can get them on time. So if you want any of those things, if you could take action on that today, it would be appreciated. Mothers and daughters come out for the mother-daughter banquet on Thursday. Had to postpone it a week due to the funeral services for Brother Don Kratzer. Want to thank everybody who helped with that, gave food, gave your time. Family greatly appreciates it and asks we'd extend their thanks. So thank you all for just jumping in. As we were saying to one of the kids, that the problem with funerals is we never get to schedule them. You know, very rarely does God give us the ability to schedule things which he does. Whether it is a death, a birth, or the move of God. That he wants to do something in our lives, he's the scheduler. We can help with that scheduling by how we act, how we live, how we allow him to move in our lives. But he's the scheduler. And today I want to honor moms in a little bit of a different way, which isn't surprising because I never do anything the right way. If you have your Bibles, turn to Proverbs chapter 1. We're going to start in Proverbs 1, end up in Proverbs 31, and I promise you, we won't go through every proverb that's in here. Otherwise, you're going to miss lunch, and I'm going to be in trouble because it's Mother's Day, and moms deserve a good lunch. However, God deserves everything. Amen. In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel," who, by the way, next to Jesus, was the wisest man who ever lived. This is the purpose of what he's writing for us, that we might know wisdom and instruction and to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, and to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Pause here for a moment to explain this a little bit. What Solomon is saying is that I am getting ready to write something down for those who want to become more than just what we are. Every mother that I've ever met has a desire that her children do great things. Even if it's something which the world would consider menial and not noteworthy, every mother wants her son or her daughter to achieve something greater than what she did. Every mother's desire is that her children take that next step or two up the, quote, rung of society and a success. Moms are so different than dads because, one, God made you that way. God made you to have that caring, nurturing spirit. And because of that, you look and you see the potential in your children. Oh, dads will look and they'll see it. But moms, you have a little bit extra insight there. Partly it's because you're the one who carried them. You're the one who, majority of the time, fed them and rocked them and burped them and changed them. And whenever they were playing and they fell and they scraped their knee, majority of the times they come running to you because they know it's safe there. And Solomon is writing as someone who not only obtained wisdom and knowledge from the Lord, but if, as you read, you find out his mom imparted a little bit of wisdom in his life as well. He says, here's what I want you to understand. I want you, verse 4, to give subtlety to the simple and to the young man knowledge and discretion. The world is in a famine of people who are not simple. Because people are coming up with very, very, very foolish and dangerous thoughts. And the world is being deceived because, quite honestly, they don't know how to think anymore. I mean, they don't know how to think. We have, starting the young people today in Sunday school, and, you know, we've got what, like 38 flavors of genders or whatever else? To the point that if you see it on our marquee, I put on there, mothers are more than birth providers. They had to, the world is trying to get rid of the term moms. Because you don't have to be a mom to give birth. Think about that one for a little bit. Don't think too hard, it'll make your brain hurt. I mean, you say, oh, it's not possible. Oh, yeah, it is. In today's society, it's possible. It's because, as Paul wrote in the book of Romans, the genders went nuts. And they forgot what it is they're supposed to be. The men are supposed to be men and women are supposed to be women. We've gotten so sophisticated that we've become simple-minded. So for those of you who are sitting there trying to figure it out real quick, if a woman decides she's going to identify as a man, and so she may be in the process of trying to change her gender or anything else, and she gets pregnant, she can give birth, but not, she's not as a woman, so she wouldn't be called a mother. So we have birth providers. Hey, that's where we're at. Solomon says we need to have the ability to think smartly, to understand and to use discretion. Otherwise, we're going to get sucked into the nonsense. Moms, dads, grandparents, your kids are living this day in, day out in their schools. You say, oh, not North South Spencer. Don't kid yourself. Every week you hear of new school districts saying, coming out that school administrators are saying, we have to make sure that this does not get out to parents. Why? Because they don't want the angry moms on their doorstep. We need to listen to what the Spirit is telling us today, because for those of you who attend here, have been paying attention, God is preparing us for life. God is preparing us for life, and that more abundantly, and He is preparing us for the next move that He's going to do, and He's trying to get us to learn a few things while we're waiting, and here's what we need to understand and learn while we're waiting, and as we're seeking God, and that is, we need to learn how to learn and how to teach. We need to learn how to learn. You know, most of the stuff that you learned in school, you look at it and say, I never used any of that. You know, I still have not figured out a good purpose that I can apply to my life for why I took trigonometry and advanced math. Yeah. I knew when I was taking it, I really didn't care how to do a sine or a cosine. So why in the world would I do that? Why would we go through the problems and the hassles of learning how to construct a sentence, other than the fact you get to actually know how to write intelligently? You know, kids, since we were kids, adults, and those who are in school, the question is always, why do I need to learn this stuff? Because you need to learn how to learn. Most of the stuff that we learn, A, it'll help us down the road just because it gives us a greater knowledge base of how to think wisely and to use discretion. But above all, we need to learn so we learn how to learn. Because God is trying to teach us, wants to teach people, wants to teach Christians new things, and we're... I don't see why I need to learn anything. All I need to do is go to church and put in my time. No, we need to learn what the Spirit is trying to teach us. Part of what He's trying to teach us is discretion and instruction and to not be simple-minded so we can see and think and act spiritually. And moms, you have a key role in this. You have a key role, and we're getting ready to find out why. Continue on here in verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning, really, of everything. But he narrowed it down to knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. If you really want to know something, see how it relates to God's Word. You see, contrary to what AOC and everybody else is concerned about, I'm really not worried about climate change. No. You know why I'm not worried about climate change? The Bible says I don't need to be. Hey, I'll tell them. You know, if any of you's here and you're worried about climate change, let me tell you what's going to happen with climate change. Nothing really major is going to happen for a while. The Lord's going to come back and take Christians away. Oh, about 3.5 or so years after that, it's going to get extremely hot. I mean, you talk about hot, it's going to get hotter than hot. You know why? Because God said it was. Because He's actually going to pour it out. It's going to be part of His judgment. It's really funny. Living where we are now, we can look at the book of Revelation. It makes so much more sense. Because the way God judges sin is going to be based off of all the things that everybody's worried about now. Hey, this is going to happen. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And if you understand this book and you understand that God is in control, if it doesn't line up with what God's Word says, then guess what? It's wrong. I don't care how much it seems to make sense. It's wrong. And those who think that you don't need God, well, they're just simple-minded. So we need to learn how to learn and how to teach. Verse 8, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. All right. Dads, what do? We teach kids how to. It's the same way back then. Dads were responsible for providing for the family. So dads were busy in the fields, in the shop, doing whatever, and he didn't have as much time to be able to really interact and raise the kids. And so whenever he comes in, he has things to do with the children. He gives instruction. He gives instruction. This is how you make a table, plant a field, do whatever. This is how you do things to get by in life, son. This is how you do things to take care of your family. He is giving instruction. He says, hey, don't disregard that. Young people, listen to your dads. It's not cool anymore. The world has been working a long time on trying to get rid of men. They're just now starting to work on getting rid of the moms. So listen to your dads. Listen and understand as they're trying to teach you how to live, because generally you can look at it and say, yeah, they've lived a few years more than you have, and they've seen and made their share of mistakes, and they don't want you to do the same thing. And they'll try and tell you how to do the right things if you'll let them. But then there comes to moms, and he says, forsake not the law of thy mother. Yeah. Kids worry about the dads. They fear their moms. But think about it. The law of the moms. The one who knows her child the best. The one who really knows whenever they're quiet, probably what's wrong. Or she can figure it out pretty quick. Why? Because she has learned to read and understand her child. And so Solomon says, you need to forsake not that law. That which your mom's trying to build into your life, what she's trying to do is she's trying to pass on to you all the good that's been passed down to her and help you to see and understand how to relate with people. How to relate with your God. How to not get so busy doing all the things that your dad's going to teach you how to do that you forget what's really important. Moms, in this day and age, it is so, so important that you really reinforce this in your children to understand what is really important. Oh, you have your own set of concerns and worries. I understand that. Some of the things which fathers and husbands are supposed to be taking care of. But one of the things you need to really instill within your children is understanding what's important and going after that. The problem with society today can be linked back directly to two things. One, the destruction of the family unit, and the fact that we've walked away from God. They go hand in hand. We got away from needing God so much, and then the family unit died. And whenever the family unit died, there is nobody there to really provide the guidance, the direction, the law that moms can provide. Moms, you're so very important. It's important that we learn to learn what the Spirit's trying to teach us so we can teach. Sometimes we're good at learning, but we're lousy at teaching. We need to learn to teach so that those around us can hear it. And those, as we're trying to learn, we need to learn to not forsake that which is being given to us. Because the Word of God is trying to use not only moms, but dads and friends and grandparents and just the Spirit in general to teach us new things. And sometimes, if we're not careful, we'll do the opposite of this and we'll forsake it. We won't take heed to the instruction and we'll forsake the law. And sometimes what it does is it brings us to things that, well, it, have you ever heard the saying, just because you can doesn't mean you should? Boy, we try and keep that out of our lives as much as possible, don't we? Mind if I meddle just a bit? Go to Proverbs chapter 31. Actually, I'm not going to meddle. I'll let God do the meddling. He told me to preach it so he can do the meddling. So, Proverbs chapter 31. A mother to her son. Son, here's what's important in life. Sons, if you want to know what's important. Daughters, if you want to know what's important. Read in on this letter. Written from a mom who cared greatly about her son. Because the words of King Lemuel. Oh, he's a king. Kind of like you are a king or a queen. Not just in the eyes of those beholding you, but in the position and power of the kingdom of heaven. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him, the lesson that King Lemuel's mom told him says, what, my son? What, the son of my womb, the son of my vows? Translation, son, I love you a lot. I carried you for 9 months and I prayed over you daily. I talked to God about you. Moms be talking about your kids to God. God will hear you. It's kind of like Pastor said, God's not a respecter of persons, but he is a respecter of classes of people. And moms rank pretty high. She said, give not your strength unto women. How many moms just want me to stop there? And just, hey, son, just don't go around women. No, you want grandkids, I understand. Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. I want you to look at that again and read it again and let that sink in for a second. Son, don't go giving your strength to that which is appealing, to that which can grab your attention. I mean, come on, let's face it. Every young man gets his heart set on a pretty young lady. He says, but don't let those things grab your strength. Give not thy strength. Don't give that which is most important in your life to anything else. The world will try and sap our strength. The strength of our relationship with God, the strength of our commitments, the strength of the morals which God provides and calls them for Christians to have. Why? Because no offense, if he can get us caught up in the spiritual women, the spiritual distractions, he takes our strength. So he says, don't go messing around with things you don't need to be messing around with. She's going to give him a guidance here in a minute whenever it comes to women. She's not saying women are bad. She says, just don't give your strength to them. So it's nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. Hey, watch how you live. Son, just because you can doesn't mean you should. You're a king. You are at a higher standard than everyone else, and don't let yourself live in a way which will destroy you. That's what she's saying. So now she's going to give an example. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. I have worked with teenagers. Good, I don't even know how many years. It's been a while. And invariably, at some point in time, is it okay to drink? And I tell them, you know what? There is no thou shalt not drink. There is no thou shalt not drink. Drinking does not send a person to hell. However, notice what she says. Said it's not for kings to drink, lest they drink, forget the law and pervert judgment. Here's the problem. We always look for what is right, what is wrong, so we can get our nice little handy-dandy checklist of I can do this, 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 I can't do this, this, and this. As long as I do that, I'm okay. No. Things that you can do doesn't mean that you should be doing them, because whenever you go down that path, it's going to cause you to pervert judgment and lose your way. See, that's the problem with drinking, young people. Is it'll mess up your ability to think straight. And then you're going to do something stupid. I have never, ever, ever, once in my entire life of talking to anybody, heard somebody who'd never drank said, man, I just wish I had taken that first drink. I've heard plenty said, I wish I'd never. I've never heard anybody say, I wish I'd got me a good cigarette. Or nowadays, marijuana joint. Or whatever else. No. I've heard plenty say, man, I just wish I had never got messed up with that stuff. Hey, drugs won't send you to hell. They will mess up your judgment. They will bring with you a whole lot of other problems. And mom's telling son, son, don't let anything cause you to act like anything other than a king. Don't let anything come into your life. See, she's just not picking on drink. She's using that as an example. Don't let things come into our lives that's going to cause us to lose track of what's really important. It can be anything. It can be clothes. It can be food. It can be a whole list of a whole lot of things. It can be popularity. Don't mess with things that's going to cause you to lose understanding and to pervert judgment. And we need to learn this truth. See, because we always try and figure out, for some reason, if there's this fence between right and wrong, we like to see how close to that fence we can come to. Oh, as long as I know that that's wrong, then, you know, I can get up a little bit closer to it here, I think. Maybe I can just, you know, that's the line. Yeah, this foot's soon going to slip off, so I better ease back just a little bit. Is that not human nature? We want to enjoy the, quote, pleasures of sin without sinning. So we try to get as close to that edge as we can. So that's why we want our checklist. King's mom says, don't go there. Learn to learn what is really important. Learn to learn it's not how close you can get, but to stay as far away from it as possible. Years ago, pastor told a story in a sermon. I may have used it before. If I did, you heard it. You hear it again. If you haven't, it's going to be your first time. Wealthy person was looking for a driver. Lived in a mountainous area. Advertised for a driver. Three people showed up. Said, I want to know how good of a driver you're going to be. Well, first person jumps in there, takes off, goes flying up the road, comes on the first sharp turn. As they're making the turn, the back wheel comes off the road, brings it back on there. Says, I can do that every day. I'm that good of a driver. Second one gets in there. The bar has been raised, so they go doing the same thing. They drive as crazy as can be. Hit that turn. Two wheels come off the road. And they bring her back on. Third one gets in there. Goes up that mountain road. Slightly under speed limit. Stays totally in the lane. Gets back, the other two are just laughing, saying, not much of a driver, are you? And the owner of the car said, why'd you drive that way? He says, because it's not my car, and I'm not going to go driving crazy. I'd rather get you there safe than to show you how good of a driver I can be. Why do we not try to get as close to everything that God can give us as opposed to trying to get as close as we can to the line? See, King Lemuel's mom said, son, don't go giving your strength to things that's going to fade away. And don't go letting anything come in your life that's going to pervert judgment. Son, you need to learn this. You need to learn that you're a king. And that you're responsible for other people. They're looking at you, they're listening to you, and their lives are impacted by you. Stay away from foolishness. We need to learn how to learn what to stay away from. Not to try and figure out what we can embrace and to have the pleasures. But to have discretion and understanding and not be so simple-minded as to think, I can get just a little bit from over here and stay over here. It's not going to work. Son, if you really want to find out what good alcohol is about, verse 6, give strong drink to him that's ready to perish. Wine to them that be of heavy heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Son, for those who have a life, don't go there. For those who they're ready to die, they have no future. They might as well go there. Because all they're going to do is live in their misery. All they're going to do is waste the rest of their lives, so they just might as well not even remember any of it. But if you're going to live, and if you're going to make a difference in people's lives, don't be like that. I want to ask you today, are you going to make a difference in people's lives? Am I going to make a difference in people's lives? If so, then we need to learn what is important. And we need to learn how to learn what is important and forsake everything else. And then we need to learn how to teach it to others. We need to learn how to effectively be able to help others who are caught up in that to see that, hey, that is not what is most important. And usually it does not start with what comes out of our mouth. It comes out of what comes out of our heart. Moms know how to teach their children. Sometimes it's with the ruler smacking them on the back of the hand. Sometimes it's on the heart. It's being squeezed hard by the hug. Because that's the law of the mom. Then she deals with the nature of the women. She said, don't give your strength to women. Then she starts in with in verse 10, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. And she's going to go on and she's going to lay out the ideal spouse. Give your strength to the things that's going to matter. Give your strength to the things that's going to make you better. I'm not just talking about relationships between male and female. I'm talking about relationships with people. Relationships with God. Relationships with workers. Give your strength to things that's going to make you better. Learn it and teach it to people. See, right now, everybody's being taught how to tear apart. How to make it to where you don't matter. How to understand that life is unfair. And that the only thing that matters is getting your peace out of an unfair life. That's simple thinking. True thinking is that if you're a child of God, you're a king and queen. You're a child of the Most High God. You rule and reign victoriously, not because of how good we are, because of whose we are. And that we are called to a higher standard. And so as we're waiting to have the new power that God wants to instill within the church, we need to understand, we need to start learning what it is that we need to embrace and what it is we need to flee from and what it is we need to release from our lives and help others to understand what's really important. Moms, you have a huge role to play in that. Because you are the influencer. You influence your kids. You influence your husband. Husbands, don't be so dumb as to discount what they have to say. Because they invariably see things we miss. Church, we need to learn how to learn and learn how to teach while we're waiting. We need to learn what is important and leave aside everything else. Pastor?
I would like all the mothers to come down front. If you would please, mothers, for just a moment. Hallelujah, Jesus. If it's difficult for you to stand, just come and you can be seated on the front row. Hallelujah. Move in close, if you would, please. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I appreciate all these mothers here. Thank you, Lord. A lot of power right up here in the front, man. Many of you know that. You already know that. Praise God. Move down just a little bit so they can get in. Now, I'd like for all the men to stand. Whether you're fathers or whatever, I want all the men to stand. And men, I want you to pray with me. I'd like for you men to pick out a couple ladies up here and pray for them, okay? But especially if you have some family here, we're going to pray for these ladies. It's important. It's important. We may never have another Mother's Day. Jesus really could come anytime. You know, there's a lot of things taking place you know, even in the past couple of weeks, it shows us, you know, we're heading towards some one world government stuff and such. It's not going to happen for a few years yet, but we need to be ready. Mothers, you have a tremendous responsibility. And with that is opportunity. You have an opportunity, as Pastor Mark said, to influence people. Influence is the greatest power that God has given unto man, the power of influence. The second greatest power is the power of choice. He lets us make choices. So, you have a power of influence. I want to pray for you, mothers. Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord, for all the mothers that are right here in our presence, some, Lord God, may be elsewhere on the premises, and those who are joined with us in streaming, Lord, I lift up mothers to you. Lord, these mothers that can hear our voice, Lord, I pray, and the men out here standing, Lord, they're praying, Lord, we pray. We pray for these mothers, Lord, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding and instruction, Lord, as your word says. Lord, I pray that they would have support from those in their families, the men in their families, Lord God, would support them. And Lord, we're praying for wisdom and knowledge and understanding and instruction in particularly, Lord. And as Pastor Mark said, Lord, for the men not to think that they've got all the answers, Lord, because you will work through the women in their lives. And fathers, I pray for health for these ladies. Everyone, Lord, that can hear my voice, we pray for health for them. We pray, Lord God, for this spiritual knowledge and spiritual wisdom and instruction, Lord God, and Lord, that you would help lift these ladies up into a spiritual insight, Lord, and confidence, Lord, and Lord God, to know how to pray for those in their homes and their families and their lives. And Lord, I pray that you would protect them, keep them safe, keep them the powers of hell that can overwhelm them. Put angels watching over these ladies. Lord God, your word says that all angels are given to be ministering spirits to those who shall be heirs of salvation. Lord, I pray angels around every one of these ladies that hear our voice. And your word says that we can command the hand of the Lord concerning these things. And Lord, I pray that you would bless these ladies, most of all, with a knowledge of you. Give them a knowledge of you, Lord. I pray you would give them physical strength. Some of them are so weary, Lord, emotionally weary, physically weary, Lord God, and spiritually weary. Lord, they've been in the battle for so long. I pray strength, Lord. And now, Lord, I ask you to forgive them of their sins. Lord, the enemy would have them to live in the yesterdays. But, Lord, let them realize that you forgive sins and you never mention them again. So let these ladies not live in the past anymore, but let them, Lord God, to live in the present and the promise of the future. Now, Lord, go with us when we leave here today. Keep us safe. Lord God, bless every home, every business, Lord, that is associated with these folks. And, Lord God, we just praise you for your goodness. My, how good you are, Lord. And bless these mothers on this Mother's Day, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Lord bless you. You may be dismissed. If you want to come down front, spend some time praying, feel free. If you need us to pray with you about something, come down. We'll pray with you.